It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in as well. Our podcast, if you can't tune in for the entire show, but you want to listen to more later, is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We are also streaming live on video all 3 hours at the Team 980. Hoffman Show coming in hot. Get it while you can. Just 2 days of me this week, and then I have to tend to a family matter. So get it while you can. And our plan was for today to do some defensive previewing, like lots of defensive previewing, and basically turn the next two shows, since I'm only going to be here for 2 days this week before training camp opens later in the week, to massive preview days. Like, we know a lot of you are tuning in ahead of training camp just to get like, hey, I've been off all summer. I've paid attention a little bit around the draft. People tune in and out, and that's fine. You got other things that you want to listen to or pay attention to. And now that training camp is here, you're locked back in, and we welcome you with open arms. Say, hey, nice to see you. Where you been? Do you have a good off season? Great. Excellent. But we got to start the show with something else today, because the president of the United States said so. And we're going to do it off the top here. And I don't have a whole lot to say about it that I haven't said already in previous shows and in previous times talking about these types of things. But I think I'm going to try to boil it down to what's important. I'm not going to get into a fight about the validity of the name or not. But President Trump, who is, you know, the current chief executive in the White House and thus has the power to do certain things relative to the District of Columbia, inserted himself into the RFK Stadium situation and did so in a way that I think was designed to be a red meat to his base politically. And that's a choice that he made. By now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't even mean to be coy about it. The President Trump said on his social media website, Truth Social, yesterday that he would like to see the name return to the old moniker. And if not, then he would scrap the deal that is, or he would not facilitate a deal for the Commanders at RFK. Now, whether he meant that he will not step in on the Commanders' behalf as they try to get city council to agree to their terms, or whether he would, by executive action, cancel the lease on RFK that was given to DC in the law last year, which he has the ability to do, that is unclear at this time. Hopefully it's something we never find out. Here's what I will say on the, like, I guess I have two things to say on this. One is very direct and to the point of the outcome. And the other is about the process, which is, to me, more important on a much larger level that is going to turn this show into a politics show, not a sports show, for 10 minutes. And that is this. On the substance, the name is not going back. Because the Commanders, or I should say, my prediction is the name would not go back because the Commanders would rather remove themselves from the thumb of the federal government and just say, fine, we'll go back to Maryland. We'll build on the 200 acres that we own already in Landover. We'll work with Wes Moore on that site and try to both build a stadium that we want and make sure we build out the area in a way that works for the community, then have our name or any other aspect of our franchise dictated to us by the White House, no matter who's in office. Like, we're just not dealing with that. So if this is a possibility that the White House might threaten the lease for any number of things that they don't like about the branding of the team, the owners of the team, no matter which political party is in office, to say, we don't have to deal with that if we're in Maryland. We don't have to deal with that if we're in Virginia. My guess is before they would succumb to changing the name and just be like, all right, President Trump, here's what you got. Get involved here and get us a deal. My guess is they would go, we're not dealing with this. We're not playing these games. And they also don't have a ton of time to play games, right? They want to open by 2030. That is the most important stated goal. And if there are delays in the president getting involved, even if he's trying to help them, but it ultimately pushes back because city council is like, whoa, 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 like, we don't want this, that could push it out to where it effectively kills the deal with DC. So the if you are listening to me right now and you want the team name back and RFK, I'm telling you, it is extraordinarily unlikely you're going to get both. And in fact, you are more likely to get neither if you are rooting for the president's involvement here, which again, I know, like, look, be adults about this. A lot of y'all have been listening to me for a long time. I think you know where I stand politically. But this is not me inserting my own political views into this. This is me telling you the facts on the ground as they are. And I know that when things are touching the political third rail, who the messenger is tends to be how you feel about this. And so if that makes you, you're an idiot, you know what you're talking about, like, that's fine. There's nothing I could have said outside of shocking you by saying exactly what you want to hear. Whatever, right? Facts on the ground are you don't want to be under the thumb of someone who you don't have to be under the thumb of. That's how power works, right? If we could all operate independently of our bosses, all due respect to my bosses, we'd probably do that. If there was a way to do it, but we operate under the systems in which we exist because they give us the resources. They give us a paycheck. Like, we're a part of a society. But if you can opt out of having people control over you, you tend to do that. And I think Josh Harris and the ownership group would probably just say, we don't need to deal with this. We're out. So that's the facts on the ground part of it. The other part of it is the one political argument I've been willing to make on this show over years, without any care of what anybody thinks about it, because I just so fundamentally think it's correct and that it's so fundamentally obvious, and this is yet another example of it, that it's ridiculous. And I also know that, statistically speaking, I am preaching to the choir in our audience here, and that is, this is yet another example of why DC needs statehood. The fact that this can happen is utterly ridiculous. I am a citizen of the District of Columbia. I am an adult. I pay taxes. I make choices on who I vote for. I walk around as a functioning adult member of society, as do 700,000 of my neighbors, if you will. It's more people than in the state of Wyoming, more people than insert other fun facts about DC statehood here. The fact that the president can do this, and again, President Trump, or if this happened under President Biden, a future president, insert Democratic person here, or future president, Republican person here. It's not about who is in the office. It's about the office itself and the power they choose to exercise. The fact that this can happen only in the district is ridiculous. If the stadium fight was happening in Virginia or Maryland, this wouldn't be a thing. If the Packers want a new stadium in Green Bay, the president can't put his thumb on the scale. If it's happening in New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Kansas City, cities, big and small across the country, blue, red, whatever, blue state, blue city, red city, it doesn't matter, except for in this one. And I'm just supposed to accept that? I'm just supposed to be like, yep, I'm a powerless person, me paying my federal taxes, y'all have fun. I clearly have so much access to political power that it's worth me not having senators or being able to vote for the people who get to decide on the stuff around me without federal oversight. And by the way, if you want to play that game, he's your president. Yeah. You want to know who didn't vote for him? The District of Columbia. And by the way, if you go county by county data and all the surrounding Maryland and Virginia suburbs, this particular president wasn't voted for either. By any large group, any way you draw the line, in around this area where the Washington Commanders would draw the circle of their fan base. With that said, I also don't want someone who I quote unquote agree with, a Democratic president or a progressive president or whatever. I don't want them to be able to do this either. Like, I don't want politicians involved in sports in this way. They have much more important things to do, and this is not part of their jobs. When Congress got involved in the Commanders because of a toxic workplace investigation where there was potential criminal action and it was clear the NFL had tried to cover it up in some way. There was financial situations, tax fraud. Like, that is where politics and sports can cross, because that is where they belong to cross. In the same way that politics can cross with any multi-billion dollar corporation. But I don't want the White House telling Microsoft what its branding is going to be. That would be ridiculous. What Amazon, what its branding. If they want to try to bust up a conglomerate, fine. Like, you can try to pass the laws in Congress because that's how our country's set up. And that's not the stuff I'm going to talk about on this show. Because we're a sports show and we're going to spend most of this sports show talking about the Washington Commanders' defense in 2025. The effect Von Miller might have on it. Like, we're going to do sports stuff. But unless you want a Democrat, if they're elected in 2028 or 2032 or whatever, to have the power to revoke the lease at RFK because they disagree with anything about the franchise, then you don't want President Trump doing this. The power is the power. And just whether it agrees with you or not isn't the measure by which we should assess power being used. If you wouldn't like the same thing happening back at you, then you should be able to agree with the other side, shake hands, and say, we agree that we don't want this to happen and neither of us will do it, and let's put that into law. And whether that is congressional power or executive power federally over the District of Columbia, whether that is gerrymandering, whether that is any number of political issues, if you agree that it's wrong, you should have the willingness to step up and say, I don't want that being done to me, and we're not going to do it to you, and we're going to agree to that, and we're going to put it in writing. That's how the government is supposed to work. And so, functionally speaking, this is yet another example of how ridiculous it is that we have to deal with this stuff in this city in a way that nobody else in the entire country has to. And I'd be saying the same thing if this was 10 years ago and President Obama was in office and he decided he would not support in that time frame, in that timeline, if he was like, if I look up the old team name in the dictionary, it's defined as a slur. And so I'm not going to do that. Like, I didn't love when Mayor Bowser and others did that about the RFK Stadium site, saying we won't do this if the name won't change. I didn't love that. Did I agree that I wanted the name changed? Sure. But do I want politicians holding that kind of decision, which is not theirs, over the heads of an organization? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But at least when it was DC City Council doing it, it was on behalf of people who had elected them within DC. No one in Wyoming voted for DC City Council. No one in California, no one in anywhere else but the district voted for DC City Council. So at least they had a little bit more of a say, or a little bit more of a stake, a little bit more of a correct spot to at least say an argument to say that this is my place. The federal government, get out of our stuff. And to me, it's that simple. If you don't want it done to you, why are you okay with it just because it gets the result that you want? Because if that's the case, it can be done right back to you in 4 or 8 years or however long it takes for the politics to switch sides in this country, the parties to switch sides in this country. And if you don't understand that argument, I just can't help you. So, yeah. DC statehood, please let us be adults. We're fully capable of it on our own. Happy to take whatever else comes with that. Please just leave us alone. DC City Council and the mayor's office and the commanders, please figure out your freaking deal. And to go back to the first point, I think there's no way that the name changes. And the team would rather just be like, we're not dealing with the federal government. We tried. They're impossible to deal with. They're obnoxious. And thus, they would go to Maryland, probably. Virginia could make a play too. And that's where I'm at. And that's all we're going to talk about in terms of that on the show today. When we get back, biggest defensive questions on the field in 2025, because we're a sports show and I'd like to stay that way.